News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
We begin, though, with a discussion of the shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. One man now in custody and being arraigned. And that man's manifesto, for want of a better word, has been published. And he detailed the various different targets that he was going after. And those targets began with the president, vice president, senior members of the administration. And he then said that the security agents, whether they be hotel police or anything else, he would more or less do his best not to kill any if he could, but that if he had to, he would. The man, of course, Cole Allen, 31-year-old from Torrance, California, currently in custody. Since then, Donald Trump went on 60 Minutes. And I suppose one of the questions that was in people's minds was whether or not this, the latest in a long litany of horrendous political violence in the US, might be the catalyst toward a different, towards a softening of the discourse. Doesn't look like it.
I read a manifesto. He's radicalized. He was probably a pretty sick guy. You can see the expression on the First Lady's face. She looked very upset about what just took place. You know, why not?
And he fired off one or two rounds.
His speed was rather incredible, actually. It was like a blur. It was amazing because as soon as they saw that, you could see them draw their guns. They were so professional, aimed their guns, and then they took them down immediately. I listened to what they said. Please drop down, sir. Please drop down. Then I got up and we went to a hold room for a while, and I tried to get them to continue the event, if possible.
You wanted to go back in.
I did. I really did.
And he also wrote this. I am no longer willing to permit a pedophile, rapist, and traitor to coat my hands with his crimes. What's your reaction
to
that?
Well, I was waiting for you to read that because I knew you would, because you're horrible people. Horrible people. Yeah, he did write that. I'm not a rapist.
Do you think he was referring to you?
Excuse me. I'm not a pedophile. I'm not any of those things.
Mr. President,
and
these
I was
are
never,
the
excuse
gunman's
me,
words.
Excuse me. You shouldn't be reading that on 60 Minutes. You're a disgrace.
So that's Donald Trump's appearance on 60 Minutes. And of course, this now, the third assassination attempt on Donald Trump and one in a litany of instances of political violence, of ever worsening political violence in the US. Gina London is with us, CEO of Language of Leadership and Sunday Independent columnist and former CNN correspondent. Gina, the legacy of this shooting, I suppose there might have been a brief hope that maybe it would come as a reason for the scales to fall from the eyes and people to say we need to find a different route through political discourse. Doesn't seem to have achieved that.
No, I listened to that 60 Minutes interview as well. And one of the things I was struck by, I mean, and by the way, quick aside, I've been to that ballroom several times. I've attended the White House Correspondents Association dinner. I even posted over the weekend, this was the most significant one in a long time because it was the first one that Trump has ever attended in the first or now his second administration. I'd even posted a picture of myself and Wolf Blitzer all dressed up back in the day when I attended. So to see people in their gowns and in their tuxes crouched below in that massive ballroom, it was absolutely a surreal moment. And then, as you were just now saying, to hear President Trump, he says later in that interview that I knew you're going to read that in order to antagonize me, his words. And it did that. It exactly did that. Throughout that interview, Nora O'Donnell, the reporter for 60 Minutes, was incredibly composed. Her voice never raised. She never, her pace never quickened. He got very agitated, as you saw. He couldn't help himself but describe how he said Democrats have more hate speech, because she asks about the responsibility of hate speech. He went into this whole tirade about hate speech, but never once took any responsibility for when he said he was glad, for example, that Robert Mueller had died, and that he was celebrated the death, essentially, of Rob Reiner when he was murdered. And his speech and his discourse has changed the way that politicians speak to one another. There is no question. I certainly never would condone any form of violence in this type of situation. And yet there in that audience, you had Erica Kirk, the widow of the killed Charlie Kirk, very conservative activist, and frankly Robert Kennedy Jr., who saw his own father be assassinated, and yet the president has never and will never take responsibility for any poor part that he might play. He's never said sorry for anything, and he didn't during that 60 Minutes interview.
Now, what's interesting as well is in the manifesto that the would-be assassin put out, he listed his experience in preparing for the attack, and he was extremely critical of the Secret Service. He says, okay, now, quotes, now that all the sappy stuff is done, what the hell is the Secret Service doing? Sorry, gonna rant a bit here and drop the formal tone. Like, I expected security cameras at every bend, bugged hotel rooms, armed agents every 10 feet, metal detectors out the wazoo. What I got, who knows, maybe they're pranking me, is nothing. No damn security, not in transport, not in the hotel, not in the event. The one thing I immediately noticed walking into the hotel is the sense of arrogance. Is the Secret Service going to have questions to answer?
Well, President Trump mentioned in his interview there that that anything could be reviewed and security could always be made better. He said if you watched a baseball game and the winner was 18-0, you're still going to say how they could have played better. That said, though, it's already been reported and listeners will probably already know, but it's worth repeating in the course of this context, that the would-be assassin traveled from his home state of California by train to Chicago and then to Washington, and apparently had purchased a shotgun and a handgun and then some knives, and had those with him from the time he left his home in California. Never was stopped through security in any of that mode of transportation. Then he checked in to the Hilton Hotel where the ball was held the day before Friday, before the Saturday shooting, and was never stopped at any point, any type of metal detector, any type of security clearances. He went into, apparently was staying the night before on the 10th floor. Then he took the elevator down. Then he got to, now there were metal detectors as there always are before these types of events. And apparently he rushed through. And that's another one of those asides that the president couldn't help himself from saying, that the would-be assassin went so quickly that he was a blur and that the NFL should sign him. So the seriousness of this matter sometimes just cannot be contained by a person who just can't help his impulses when he's speaking. So will there be reviews of security? I'm sure. But at the request of the president, probably as a matter of regular protocol.
Gina, thank you. That's Gina London there, former CNN anchor and, of course, columnist with the Sunday Independent and CEO of Language of Leadership.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.